We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and we're up to the 23rd halacha in the 15th chapter. We have this interesting duality when we stand up for Shmoneh Esrei, where on the one end we need to have awe, we have to have subservience, we're standing before the Almighty. And on the other end, entering prayer, we're supposed to enter out of happiness. Kigon, divrei tanchumin shel Torah, samuch ligula Mitzrayim. For example, when we hear the words of the Torah, where the Torah describes how God saved the Jewish people, rescued them from their enemies, you hear the comforting words of the Torah, which we say just before Shmoneh Esrei and Shachris, that's a good way to enter. Or samuch litilat leDavid, or right after Ashrei, what we do in Mincha, shekatu bo retzoni rav yaseh, where at the end of Ashrei we read how God does the will of those who fear Him. So you're hearing positive things. You're describing a world in which Hashem is helping those that go in His footsteps, that go in His ways. And so that's the type of thing that appeases a person and makes him enter prayer out of happiness. We also say happiness of a mitzvah, happiness of learning something that's clear to you. Those are also forms of happiness that help us coming off of that, entering prayer. But that goes hand in hand with the awe and subservience that one is supposed to feel as he's entering prayer. And in order to attain that awe, one really has to pause. Now, if you're just reading, it's very hard to have any feelings. You just, you're running the race. And it helps for a person to pause before Shmoneh Esrei and think, what am I about to do? And then a person can try and attain the feeling of who he's standing before.
Is this like having